Hi, this is a dictation for Robert Ham, R-O-B-E-R-T-H-A-M-M. Robert Ham, date of service 10-11-2022. Date of birth is 5-18-1983. And date of accident is February 6, 2022. Mr. Robert Ham is a victim of an automobile accident where he was involved in a T-bone fashion on the, he was hit on a T-bone fashion on the passenger side of the, he hit the other car on a passenger, the other car had run a red light, and the impact of this car caused both the cars to be completely totaled, and it started having pain in the head as well as damage to the right thumb with the poor movements and lower back pain as the initial symptoms. Patient was sent to the hand surgeon, Dr. Haki, for evaluation of the right thumb, and he's following through with them. Lower back pain was evaluated, and it was found that there is a herniated disc at L5 S1 as well as bulging disc at L4 L5, and there is a bilateral sacroiliac joint inflammation more on the right side. The patient has undergone 6 lumbar epidural steroid injections, bringing him significant relief to 60%. Sacroiliac joint pain automatically got resolved with the physical therapy. The patient is continuing with the physical therapy even now, and also with the treatment protocol. The patient has wanting to change his physical therapies of his own, which is okay with me. At this time, we have provided enough physical therapy for him. The pain level varies from 5 to 7 and is only located in the lower back with no radiation to the buttocks or the leg. Patient denies any neck pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain. Patients are affected to the tune of 6 or 7. 50% relief has been obtained in the pain. The patient reports that the sleep and enjoyment of life is affected 7, while general activity, mood, work, and relationship with other people is affected 6. In the system review, only positive symptom is difficulty sleeping in neurology and psych. Rest of the symptoms are negative. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, balance problem, memory problem, or any confusion, disorientation. No history of any seizure or blackout. In the pain and numbness, only issue is lower back pain and nothing else. In the GI, no positive symptom, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, other bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a shortness of breath, but there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing. In last 30 days, patient reported the pain level has remained the same, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma are reported. Current pain medications are Tramadol. Substance abuse patient utilizes marijuana for pain relief, and compliance history patient has full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 136 over 98, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 9-12-2022, dictation number 0918-035, along with diagnosis. Plan is as follows. Patient should continue physical therapy, laser treatment, infrared treatment, as well as continue with the medications which have been provided to the patient. Physical therapy 3 times per week is continuing with traction, massage, aqua therapy, gait training, home exercise, as well as disability continues for work and housework replacement and transportation. The patient is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets, LFL 50, 60 tablets, and Flexeril 90 tablets, water and gel for topical pain relief, along with Tylenol with codeine number 3. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.